You may have seen now that the president last night was speaking about this flag thing and how he had instructed the Arts and Culture Minister Nathi Mthethwa to cancel that 22 million rand flag project. So he was speaking about this to the Black Business Council summit last night, and he actually made light of it. He was laughing and everybody was laughing, and he said that Nathi Mthethwa had phoned him and said the people don't like this flag thing, so he told Nathi Mthethwa to cancel this flag thing. So where does that leave it at the moment? Well, the flag thing is actually being reviewed by the department. It hasn't outright been cancelled, but the president clearly putting pressure on the minister there. Let's find out what all of this means for the minister and for the president. Dr. Nsikelelo Breakfast is a senior lecturer and political analyst at the Nelson Mandela University. Dr. Breakfast, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. We can't forget here that Cabinet approved this project. Ultimately, the buck does stop with the president, but the president really making light of this, saying, no, I've told the minister this is not happening.
Yeah, so I just want to be fair and square to the minister, in as much as I think that maybe the rationale behind this was good, but timing was not perfect, because the motivation behind any monument or flag is to instill a sense of pride in our past glories. The rationale behind flags, monuments, is to basically create a scope for us to talk about the past, because the past is still with us. So I think the rationale behind this was good, but then timing is not perfect, because which one comes first between poverty and the flag? No wonder then the president ordered the minister to put the notion on hold. But I also think that the president is a bit unfair to the minister, because the decision to approve this was made in a cabinet meeting. Most of the time, he's the one who chairs those meetings. I've never sat in any of those meetings, but my assumption is that before any decision can be operationalized, the president must sign off for it. So it means that decision, he did sign off for it. But now he makes it as if now the minister is the one who was running with this.
Yes, yeah, it was a bit of throwing him under the bus. We did hear from Monli Gungubele, the minister in the presidency, yesterday that cabinet had signed it off but didn't know how much it was going to cost, so they hadn't signed off on the amount. Dr. Breakfast, I'm interested to know, if you look at this incident as a window into cabinet and the relationship between the president and his ministers, what does it tell us about the level of control or the level of authority that he has?
I think he does have authority over his ministers. It's just that I think, like you said, I mean, he was throwing the minister under the bus, because there is no way whatsoever a decision of this magnitude would have been made without his knowledge. I don't believe that. So I think he was well aware about this, but because of the backlash, he had to back off.
And what is this U-turn or this decision by the president to immediately put a stop to this? What does it tell us about how in touch the president and his cabinet is with the people? Are they listening to the people?
Yeah.
I did say yesterday that this is very much, you know, if we shout loud enough in unison, government has no choice but to listen, right?
Look, this could have been avoided if there was public participation. So I've been grappling with this question, whether was there any public involvement in this, or was it a decision made on top and brought down to the people? Because, I mean, after all, democracy is government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Very much so. Well, Doctor, thank you very much for your time and for your analysis. Dr. Nsikelelo Breakfast, senior lecturer and political analyst at the Nelson Mandela University, speaking to us there about this issue that has really dominated the news in South Africa this week. And it's just because it's got people really worked up. It really has struck a nerve, because there is so little service delivery in terms of that particular department and how it deals with artists and supports artists and how it supports sports people as well. And I think that's why it struck a nerve. This 22 million rand flag project, this flag thing, as the president referred to it last night. It is under review. It should be cancelled. I know Bonang has been having a full go at the minister on this, saying, why hasn't it been cancelled? The department is reviewing the flag project. It just has to be canned at this point, surely.